So everyone, this is your one and only personal laughter for the first Rohit Agarwal. How you all guys doing? I hope you're doing well. And today, let's get started with today's agenda without wasting any time. So yes, today, actually we'd be discussing about the first chapter which I read from Cosmos by Carl Sagan. And before starting with that, actually, I wanted to mention feedspot.com here, because they mentioned us into the top 10 astrophysics podcasts you must follow in 2021, and we made into the top 5. So that was pretty insane, and your support, guys, was really insane. And we have completed 1k plus plays on Spotify, 1.1k plus on Anchor, and more than 150 followers on Spotify. So everything is going really great, and I never thought of it, and we need to grow more. Your support throughout was insane, guys. Thank you very much. And that really means a lot to me. I'd like to mention Anuj Agrawal, the CEO of feedspot.com, who mentioned us in the top 10 astrophysics podcast you must follow in 2021. So that was really insane. We made it into the top 5. The first was Oscar Spaceman, second was Star Talk Radio. They were really they're really god level things, and I'm really glad to be on the number 5. So thank you guys very much, and I really love you a lot, guys. Thank you. And I really encourage you to go to feedspot.com, check it out. And I'll also mention the link of that in the description for this episode of the podcast. And feedspot.com is such a nice platform, and what to say, guys. So today our agenda was that actually I wanted to tell you something about the Earth, in a sense. Actually, we used to talk about the solar system, the universe, the galaxies, and the nebulae in this particular podcast. But today we'd be discussing more about our Earth, because the first chapter which we read in Cosmos by Carl Sagan, that was really centric to Earth and our existence particularly. And you know, the best thing about the book which I liked a lot was that the book was really centric to the chapters names, and everything was so hypothetical. It was so fantasizing, and like, it was so soothing, man. It was like the first chapter named "The On the Shores of Cosmic Ocean." So Cosmic Ocean, these words are so soothing, guys, that I can't even tell what the notion was to be here. So actually, dude, that was really insane. So as I read the first chapter was really centric to Earth, as I told you before, on the shores of Cosmic Ocean. And on the shores of Cosmic Ocean, I'm actually, you know, I'm mesmerizing these things, seriously, guys, honestly. The book, the name of the chapter is, oh my god, that fascinated me a lot, seriously. By the way, the book was also very nice. Like, there were no complex things, everything was so smooth, everything was just like a story which you could read, and that story was really informative, and there was not fictional, obviously, and everything was so nicely packed into such an little volume that it was really nice. Actually, I'm not giving a book review for her, but still. So as the name of the chapter suggests, on the shores of Cosmic Ocean, from where it all started, if we were to go with the common notion, on the shores of a cosmic ocean, that I think that honestly, seriously means that from where it all started. So as it started from Earth in the first place, it actually describes about how everything started and how everything went on, how we brought up with our understanding of our universe. So everything was so nicely packed, and how we started to do things. You know, there was a special, you could say, a paragraph or so, a reference type, in which there was there was a specific thing that how we first at the first place measured the radius of the Earth, the circumference of the Earth, and how did it all went from the first place. So it was really nice that something as basic as that what brought up with us, and you know, how all of it went. So everything was so nice, and you know what happened, actually the brilliant minds of that time were from Egypt, from Ethiopia. Actually there was a civilization over there, and there was a very developed civilization over there, and when the civilization was thinking that how we should bother with it, they thought that they were the brilliant mind in that field, so they started to question about the universe. So there was a first big challenge to the flat earthers, right? The flat earthers actually exist till now, but still the people that at that time were so intelligent, they predicted that Earth is not certainly flat, because there was two places, and on the way in this Egypt. So when the rays were parallel, actually we meant that the sun is infinitely far, and the rays of the sun were parallel. So actually when the rays were parallel, then they bended with some angle with when we saw them, and when we measured that angle, that how much the rays traveled more, then we found out that if the Earth was flat, then rays traveled at the same distance, but since the Earth is not flat, the rays travel least distance at some points and further distance from one point at the same time. So with this assumption, we measured the angle that how much it travels more, and when we measured the angle that how much it travels more, then we found out that there's fourth circle, and this is how we first found out the circumference of Earth, the radius of the Earth if Earth was a sphere. So these were the things that we measured, and we actually made an assumption that Earth was perfectly square if we are talking about the land, but it is not. Actually, that was that I mentioned in the last episode, bursting 15 minutes about the solar system. So in that I've mentioned that yes, Earth is not certainly flat. If we are including atmosphere and water bodies, then Earth is perfectly square because they are equally distributed. But if we are talking about if we are only talking about landmass, then Earth is not perfectly square. There are some soul parts, and like you know, the places such as Asia, if we remove all the water, then the places such as Asia which we are living currently, they are the high altitude places, you know why? Because the water is very underneath, and they are certainly the high altitude places, and assume that what the high altitude places that which we assume now are. So in that sense, some parts of Solun, some parts are stacking, so everything is fine now. So yes, this is how all it went, and so they were really such brilliant minds. The chapter all over was insane. I'd soon review the book as well, and everything was so nicely packed in that little volume, and no mathematics, nothing. You could just lay on your bed and read to this book. There was such an interesting piece that I personally don't want to leave it. My time was over to read. I need to study for academics, but then too I was unable to leave it. The book was really insane, and I'd soon review the book. Seriously, I soon review the book, and that is almost the thing for this episode. Actually, this episode I've created to mention especially the feedspot.com. thank you very much, feedspot.com, and I wanted to thank you all for the 1k plus on Spotify, 1.1k plus on Anchor, 1k plus on Apple Podcast, 150 plus followers on Spotify. Everything was in this particular week I've achieved such a milestone. Seriously guys, I'm really thankful to you all, and these milestones were awesome. Everything is going so smoothly. Your support is awesome guys. I just can't. That was really overwhelming for me to explain this, and thank you, freespot.com. This was all for this episode. You just now listened to your and only personal astrophysicist, Rohit Agrawal. And this was all for this episode. Thank you very much.